In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Our brother Jim has died with the Lord. May he live with him in glory. Let us pray. O God, Almighty Father, our faith professes that your Son died and rose again. Mercifully grant that through this mystery, your servant Jim, who has fallen asleep in Christ, may rejoice to rise again through him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Sacred Scripture.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. On this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. The web that is woven over all nations, he will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, Behold our God. To whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. To
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you aware that we who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also he who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, he who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
The Forrest family, Sandy, kids and grandkids, my sincere condolences on behalf of Bishop Kagan, the pastor here of the cathedral, myself as the rector, my condolences and prayers for you. You've always been neighborhood people, and I saw that you brought the neighborhood gang with you. It's good to have all of you here at the cathedral, as it always is. And I couldn't help but notice, we try to keep things safe here, everyone, but I guess the DeForest family decided they needed a lot of extra security this morning. So they brought a whole, almost 10 security guards in the back, it looks like. It's good to have you guys here. Thanks for coming. It's a great honor for me to be able to celebrate this funeral mass because fortunes have it, as your rector, Sandy, made sure that she found a priest. She was going door to door to get your dad anointed. And then I was able to come to the hospital. Of course, your mom was never there when I was there because she was working. You had to take communion to people, right? And so I was able to be with the kids, grandkids, as I anointed your father twice, give him the apostolic pardon. It's a great honor. And as Sandy made sure to tell me, she was able to bring communion to her husband after he received Jesus for his last time. He became more responsive. Your little Eucharistic miracle, as Sandy told me. Everyone, it's because it's not bread, as we heard in the gospel. It's because it's God. And Jesus is real. And he does stuff, and he wants us to have life. And so you've been blessed in so many ways during this time, even though it's difficult. We have such great hope. Some decisions in life, and in fact, we can look at all of life as merely a bunch of decisions we have to make, right? We all make a lot of decisions, some more consequential than others. And oddly enough, it seems like there's too few of decisions that we make that are way too consequential for how our life is going to proceed. And yet those few decisions, chosen well, can order all of life. And we know one decision that Jim made really well was choosing his good wife, Sandy, that helped to order his life, that helped to keep him close to the church. That's why he was able to receive the last rites. Receiving the sacraments, the sacrament of anointing of the sick, communion. It's with that, everyone, that we have great hope. We have great hope in the resurrection. As we heard in the second reading, we're baptized into Jesus' death to rise with him to new life. If we have died with him, we will rise with him. That's what the sacraments are all about. And so, family, we want to remain with Jesus and the church. Your dad did so. He remained in the church. He stayed in the boat. The church is a boat, sometimes out on really rough waters, and we don't know what's going to happen. But if we remain in the boat, we remain with Jesus, he will always bring us to his home. He will always bring us to heaven. That's where his boat leads. That's where the church always brings us. And so we have great hope, family, to lean into this, to lean into Jesus during this time. I keep mentioning Sandy. Tells you the impact she's made. She's one of the few people I've seen almost every day the last 4 months because she distributes communion, so I can't help it. But we lean into that reality, this great Christian hope. And Sandy keeps saying, come back to Jesus. Come to Jesus. That's what she would want all of you to hear today, because she told me that. And that's what Christian death, right? A Christian death can bring us closer and closer to Jesus, because we need him. Life can be messy and hard. Jim's life shows us that a life surrounded by the right people will work out. Faith and family. Faith and family. In many ways, that's all we have. Many times. Faith and family, that we surround ourselves with the right people. And part of that group of people is the church, this community. And that's why I thank the cathedral here, but also the neighborhood people, huh? We're a community here at the cathedral. DeForest family, I leave you with this as I leave with people for every funeral as we move in Christian hope. The great need and the remembrance for forgiveness. No one's perfect. That's why we're in church. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need the church. And so this is a beautiful time to come together as a family and to forgive, to grow closer to each other, to forgive your father if there's anything you need to forgive one another. That Jesus wants to use this time to bring you together, to deepen your faith, to experience Jesus' love through your family, through one another. That forgiveness isn't easy, but we simply ask Jesus to forgive for us. He always forgives. That's where we put our hope. Huh? We come here today not because we have stuff figured out, but because Jesus is a good and loving God. He's so merciful and kind, gracious and gentle, that he would take care of us. And we come today in a particular way to pray for Jim, to pray for the repose of his soul, that he may be in heaven with that forever with Jesus. And we have great hope. We have great hope because he has received Jesus. He remained in the boat. Eternal rest grant unto Jim, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Please stand. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for his church. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his.
For Jim, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our brother, who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord. Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord. The family and friends of Jim need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord. We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
God, our shelter and our strength, you listen in love to the cry of your people. Hear the prayers we offer for our departed brothers and sisters. Cleanse them of their sins and grant them the fullness of redemption, we ask through Christ our Lord. Please be seated as we prepare the altar.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You
Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
We humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Jim. We beseech your mercy that he who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as one alone he accepted death so that we might all escape from dying. As one man chose to die so that in your sight we all might live forever. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant Jim, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Please stand. At the Savior's command and form of divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace, O Lord, be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peaceful.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At this time of Holy Communion, for Catholics, we believe this is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus. And so if you're not Catholic or not a practicing Catholic, you may either remain in your pew or you may come forward and cross your arms for a simple blessing. Let us pray. Lord God, whose Son left us in the sacrament of his body food for the journey, mercifully grant that, strengthened by it, our brother Jim may come to the eternal table of Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Following the Mass, the family invites those who wish to attend the burial to join them at the cemetery. Those not attending the burial are welcome to gather for lunch and fellowship at Lady J's Club and Catering. Thank you so much for coming. Before we go our separate ways, let us take leave of our brother. May our farewell express our affection for him. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. One day we shall joyfully greet him again when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Jim in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, you will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Jim in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith, till we all meet in Christ and are with you and are with our brother forever, we ask through Christ our Lord.
In peace, let us take our brother to his place of rest.